Good morning. It's, what is it? It's Thursday morning, so this must be Belgium. No, it's probably not. And I guess that was Tuesday. Time, date, give me something here. Today is Thursday, July 30th at 7:32 a.m. The year is still 2015. I just came down from the long walk along West 20th and its noise, and the sun's up high enough that I had the sun on my back the whole time. It was really quite warm, even though theoretically the ambient temperature is around 55. It's going to be a killer today. It really is. I'm not exactly sure why, but it's hot. It's going to be hotter. So I'm out. I'm walking. Look at me. I'm on my second mile already. It was also trash day, and I got out a little bit late because I was bringing out the trash and the recyclables and all the stuff that has to be on the curb at 7. Okay, so it was 7:15 before I got it all out there, but I think that was early enough. So, I haven't said too much about it. I think I mentioned it the first day that I've been riding it, and I have been spending at least 2 hours. I don't have 2 hours worth of words. That's one of the problems that I've got, is that I'm not getting my 1,000 words an hour. I'm getting maybe 200, maybe 500. I'm not getting 1,000 words an hour that I'm normally able to belt out. That's kind of a problem, because I want this book. So, on the one hand, it's like, oh, I suck because I'm not doing more. On the other hand, it's more than I've been doing for a long time, and I'm enjoying it. And I find it's more enjoyable than Minecraft. I've been playing modded Minecraft for a while. I played Agrarian Skies 2 for a few weeks. Now I really like the Agrarian Skies 2 mod pack. There's the early grind is a bit much, but the tools are all there to automate. And once you get stuff automated, then it's possible to expand rather rapidly. And once you have to stand there and literally pound sand into dust. But I got to a point where it's like, okay, why? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do next? So I switched over a while ago to another pack called Magic Farm 3 Harvest, which is based on a game called Don't Starve. And starvation is, unlike most Minecrafts where starvation is a minor inconvenience, in these mod packs, if you starve, you die. It's over. And you can't just pick up a stack of baked potatoes and go do something. You have to have a collection of foods, because every time you eat the same food, its nutritional value goes down until it becomes pointless to eat it. And so you need to have 6 or 7 or 8 different relatively high quality foods where you can get at them readily. And there are things like lunch boxes and lunch bags and stuff, so you can carry a lot of different food with you. But I'm at the same point there now. It's like, okay, well, I've automated some stuff. There's much less automation in Magic Farm because they don't have all of the technical tools available. You can't automate construction of items or that kind of stuff. I have some stuff that it's working on in the background whenever I'm logged in, but it's difficult. They have this apocalypse mod, which I had to take out because it was just too aggravating. It was just too difficult. I don't mind building stuff. I don't mind the occasional having to rebuild stuff. But what I really object to is these random occurrences where, okay, well, we're going to have Blood Moon and all of your gardens, all of your farms, all of your stuff is going to be destroyed, stolen. You're going to go out and find a hole where your garden was. You're going to and find that one piece of equipment that you needed has been removed. It's like, oh, come on, really? I have to build another one? So the Apocalypse mod and the Deadly World mod, which fills your mobs with much rage, it's lost its appeal. I like the mod generally, but I'm at the point where it's like, okay, well, I've got massive gardens. I have super crops. I got a good start on some of the magic stuff. I'm able to fly two different ways, which is good, useful. I still die. I was dying like 4 or 5 times a day. It's down to once a day, maybe once every other day. But I'm also not playing as much anymore because it's like, okay, what do I do now? I'm watching this guy called Nemsun, N-E-M-S-U-N, on YouTube, and his Let's Play. He was playing this mod and it looked intriguing. And he's a consummate builder. Everything he builds is gorgeous. And it's like, oh. There's part of me that says, oh, I wish I could do that. And another part of me that says, why did you spend 14 hours placing blocks just so? And making sure that you had all the different blocks that you needed in order to make this pattern on the wall. You know, 4 days to make the blocks. 20 minutes to pack them down. I don't know. I'm having a little bit of trouble with it. I've gone back to Minecraft. I'm doing a little mining in Minecraft. And the beauty of it is that mining in Minecraft means that I can write, because I'll put a miner out and then listen for problems in my earphones and go write. That's okay. I have the same trouble with EVE Online though. It's like, okay, what am I doing? Why am I doing any of this? I've made stupid amounts of ISK. All of my main characters now have a billion ISK. And while a billion ISK sounds like a lot, it is quite a lot. It's not enough, for example, to buy a marauder, most marauders. It is enough to buy a pirate battleship. But I need the skills to fly them. I find I'm playing the little guys more often just because there's progress that I can make with them. There's standings that I can earn that make things move more smoothly. But they just changed with the last, either the last or the next to the last update. I'm not sure which one. I've kind of lost track of the updates. They have them once a month now, so it's like, oh, well, I don't think I've played in a month. I don't think I've logged in a month. I play all the time because I keep my training queues full, but so while I'm logged off, my characters are learning new skills and gaining new abilities. But yeah, I'm logged into play for quite some time. And I forgot how much fun just the process of play is. Just going in and saying, okay, well, today I'm going to do this. I'm going to do some mining. And I need to build some mining barges. I've been building freighters. Freighters are very profitable. It takes time, takes materials, but it's materials that I can obtain on my own for the most part. And there's some small pieces that I have to buy. Monk post. Alright, I can buy them. I usually buy a bunch at a time, so I don't have to buy them very frequently. I like making stuff. I like making it, putting it on the market. Which is a lot like writing books and putting them on the market. And I owe Philip Speeding, which I owe Philip Odom. Oldham over at Tales to Terrify. I owe him a story. I shouldn't have committed, but I did. I still need to read the last two Tanith books. Get them recorded, get them onto audiobooks. But if it's a toss-up between, okay, I'm going to read something or I'm going to write something, I'm going to write something. I just have to. And Ishmael had lunch with Alice Jugon, Commandant Jugon. It's getting, the book is getting too kind of weird, but I can't fix it until it's written, so I have to finish writing it, I have to get to the end, I have to find out what the story is. I have some rough idea about what the story is. One of the things is that Ishmael has too many options now, he has too many choices, he's not got any restrictions whatsoever on what he can do now. Now he has some restrictions. He's only got 100 million, which isn't really actually it is enough. I was gonna say it isn't really enough to buy a ship, but it is, and I know what ship he's going to buy. And I just have to give him a reason to buy it. And right now he doesn't have such a reason. But Pip is coming to town. So he's just found out that Pip is coming to Port Newmar to give the keynote in a seminar on economic modeling. And he's a little bit, he's surprised. He's pleased, but he's surprised. One of the things is that Pip is only cargo first. He's not a cargo chief. He's not cargo master. And on the one hand, it's perfectly in keeping with Pip's character that he would not have even bothered with the title, with the rank, because he works on his own ship, Prodigal Son. And so working up through the ranks doesn't mean anything because he's going to get paid pretty much the same regardless. And he's in charge of the cargo on the ship. And so then the question is, why does he want to give this cushy thing up and go do something with Ishmael Huang? And that's what we have to find out from Pip. So I'm going to have the heartfelt reunion. And I gave Pip a lot of consideration a few months back when I started Philip Carstairs on Eve Online and built his avatar. He's a cargo hauler in Eve as well. Picks up stuff here, takes it over there, buys and sells. He's a trader. He doesn't do very well at it. But I don't really care. He's not doing it for the. I didn't build him over there for the money. I just built him over there so that I'd have the opportunity to get inside his head to think about who Philip Carstairs was and what he might be doing and why he might be doing it. Wood smoke. Dude, somebody started a barbecue really early. There was a ditch fire somewhere. For a few days we had smoke from Canadian forest fires here in town. That was quite amusing. And by amusing I mean horrifying. I wanted to get inside Pip's head. I wanted to get inside Al Chagon's head. I built her over there too. She's another hauler. In Eve terms, she has relatively low skills, but that's okay. I just wanted to see what she looked like. I wanted to see what she thought like. And people who read this next book are going to find a very different Al Chagon colleague compared to Al Chagon captain in her relations with Ishmael Huang. And it gives me an opportunity to actually spend some time talking about higher education and the purposes of higher education and the roles that it can fulfill and currently doesn't at all in terms of continuing development, in terms of recognition of what happens, particularly in specialist fields. So yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of interesting. It's more interesting than, okay, so am I going to run another mission or am I going to write another chapter? I think I'll write another chapter. Am I going to build another machine or am I going to write another chapter? I think I'll write another chapter. And this can only be good. The more I write, the better I feel. The better I feel, the more I want to write. It's probably not a coincidence that I've been writing more now that I've been walking. Because if nothing else, I get a few minutes of peace. And I can come out and be inside my head. Even though I share half of it with you guys, that's okay. It's my morning pages. It's my thinking about what's going to happen for the day. Good morning. I got the backyard mowed yesterday. I was planning on doing the front yard today, but I forgot that it was sprinkler day and sprinklers are running and everything is soaked. And I suspect that by the time the sprinklers stop running in a little more than an hour, well, 2 hours, it's going to be way too hot to mow the front. I'll have to see. I'll see how it goes. backyard was pretty shaggy. Good morning. Here I am. Coming up to the back gate. Admiring just how wet my lawn is. There's still brown spots in it. Drives my wife crazy. I can't do much about that. Oh well, it is what it is. And I am at the back gate, so tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.